and bringing it to us. This evening, I'll be speaking on fellowship with light. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate God for the servant of God here and his wife, Pastor Tosin Akonde and Pastor Mrs. Great work. Great work. Tomorrow we'll talk more about that. And I want to appreciate Pastor Dairo Peters and God's servant Pastor Humphrey Adoye. They've been consistent with me. And the Lord, we honor them. And together, we'll build the kingdom in Jesus' mighty name. And for all of us here, pastors, deacons, all of us, leaders, you are all saluted in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you because you are here and because you are set. Speak your word through my, think through my heart and thoughts. Bring it forth in the way we will all understand. Lord, because you are light and you have made us light, therefore we will shine. And your purpose and plans on the earth will be fulfilled. Thank you this evening because we are all to come with simplicity, but it will be supernatural. Receive all the praise because there will be signs, there will be wonders, there will be miracles, there will be healings, there will be deliverance. Because as light shines, darkness disappears. Accept our worship and honor. Thank you for how you have helped us since Wednesday. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Please be seated. I always like to start this way that we must not forget what we are doing, what God said to us, and why we are here. And the two cardinal scriptures that we build on and will keep building on until the face of Jesus we see is John 8 and verse 36. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And the Son made us free because he fully pays the price to set us free. On the cross in John 19:30, he said, "It is finished." He ended the law and ended sin and brought forth the reconciliation between us and God by his coming, suffering, death, burial, descent into the pit, and then resurrection and ascension. So why are a lot of people not free if he has made us free? Positionally, everybody is free. Even those who go to hell have been made free from sin. But while are a lot still in bondage and captivity? Verse 32 of John chapter 8. And Jesus said, now if you pick it from verse 31, which I added to it. And Jesus said to the Jews that believed on him, "If you continue in my words, then are ye my disciples indeed. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." He has set us free by his action, by the price he paid. But for us to enjoy it, we must know it. That is, we must come to terms with it. We must become one with what he has done for us. Not head knowledge, but heart knowledge. And that is why what we teach, what we preach, is the word of total liberty for the total man. He has set us free, spirit, soul, and body. He has made us free financially, materially, maritally, and in every area. And we lay hold on them and enjoy all by the working knowledge of the truth. Also, he said to us, "Rise ye up, build me an army of eagles, generation of swearing men." And that's Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 7 to 14. That God located us while we didn't know him and brought us to himself. And as an eagle, he instructed us, he guided us, and then he trained us just like the eagle trains his child, so that we can suck honey out of the rocks and oil out of the flinting rocks. And how do we get trained? It is also by feeding and being trained by the word of God. So both total liberty for the total man, being built as army of eagle, generation of sorry men, arrested or dependent absolutely on word feeding and word training. Everybody say word feeding and word training. So from Wednesday till this time, that's what has been going on here. You are being fed with God's word. You are being trained by and through God's word. Word feeding and word training. This is our access into all that Jesus has made available to us. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2, beginning to 4, 2 Peter 1 from 2 to 4, grace and peace be multiplied unto you and I through the knowledge of God. Now, grace has been brought for us. We didn't pay anything for it. Amen? Peace, the Prince of Peace, has brought it to us. Nothing missing, nothing broken. We didn't pay for it. But he said we can increase in it. It can be multiplied. And how? Through the knowledge of him that has called us unto glory and virtue. The knowledge of God, the knowledge of Jesus. The knowledge of God, the knowledge of Jesus. Now verse 3 says, according as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertains to life and godliness. So everything we need for life, everything we need for godliness, he has been given unto us. Not that he will give us. He has given unto us all things that pertains to life and godliness. But how do we assess it? Through the knowledge of him that has called us unto glory and virtue. Not unto shame and defeat, but unto glory and virtue. Whereby are given unto us. And I like raising my Bible whenever I say this, verse 4. Whereby are given unto us this one, exceeding and great precious promises. That by these exceeding and great precious promises, we might become partakers of God's divine nature. And we escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. The divine nature of God forbids sin. God forbids sin. The divine nature of God forbids sickness. He can't fall sick. The divine nature of God forbids poverty. He can't be poor. And that is the life Jesus lived as example unto us when he was here physically. But we have been brought into it and we fully partake of it by these exceeding great and precious promises. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So it is important for us to stay with the word. Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Matthew 11, 28 to 20. Jesus said, come to me, all that labor and heavy laden, and then I will give you rest. That's salvation. That's being born again. But that's the first stage. And a lot of people stop there. And that's why they suffer. You know, Isaiah 33 and verse 6. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and the strength of salvation. So Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, he didn't stop there. He said, take my yoke upon you. And we all know that yoke is not always easy. That is, you are connected to a stronger, like they do in those days when they plow. They take a smaller or a less animal and yoked it to a stronger one. Tie their neck together through the wood or whatever. So Jesus is saying, when the yoke of Satan is off your neck by coming to me, then you still have another yoke to take. It is my own yoke. And what is the yoke? Learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So there is rest that you have entered into in your spirit. That's salvation. But your soul needs rest. Your mind, your will, your emotions must come to the place of rest, of enjoying what Jesus has brought into. Listen to me. When we get born again, we cannot be better born again. We cannot be better righteous. We are finally righteous. But it's locked up in the spirit. If your soul is not coming to the knowledge of heaven and the rest of God, your soul can shut in that which has been done in your spirit. And it will never be able to come to your body and it will never be able to affect your life. So you have a lot of people who are actually Christians who have received Jesus, but what has been paid for is locked up in the recess of their spirit, and it has no access to come out. That's why Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. You will find rest for your soul. He said, for my burden is easy, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. My yoke is easy. It's not to stay with God's word and feed. And like God helped me in 1996 February, I had accident 1995 July. It was terrible. I was the one that drove. The sister by my side went home to be with the Lord on the spot. And it happened around maybe 10, 11 a.m. But I was not in the major hospital until around 7, 8 p.m. I think 9 p.m. in the night. And then an operation was carried out, and It was reported to my elder brother while I was listening that the spleen got ruptured and the spleen was taken off. And the doctor was saying, I'm not a medical doctor. And he said, the spleen is that big thing that looks like liver, but very big, guys. That it contains antibodies and it's the sac for blood. And because of the rupture, they contemplated on taking some part and leaving some for the use of my body. But so that they felt if after this is sewing back and it start bleeding again, it can be injurious and dangerous to my health. So they removed everything. And then they claim I will be needing drugs and I'll be sickly and all that. And I left there and with drugs inside sack. And then by October, I was here in Port Harcourt, 95. And I went back towards the end of November after the orientation and to see my wife. And it was the beginning of December. And there was so much issue with my health one particular day that I was thinking God just allowed me to settle down a little before I would die, because I thought I was going to die. It was terrible. And I was taken back to the hospital. So by January, managed it, and then February 2nd or something, 96, to this city. And then where I was having my service here, it's a missionary organization and also sell books. And our boss discovered I love to study. So he gave me the key of the office. And in those days, D-Line had very consistent electricity and there was air conditioning in the office. And he told me, and he said, Tim, I can see you likes to study, because my study in selling the books more, because I read a lot. And those Canadian books and all that, Lesser Sumrall, they are very expensive. People don't want to go there. But once I've read, when you come in, as you are moving close, you touch it to see the price you want to leave it, I tell you, you need that book. And then I start downloading what I've read there. And I sell well like that. And maybe also the favor of God. Not maybe, I believe the favor of God. He gave me the key of the office and said, Tim, you can stay here, because the room is, let me not go into more details. One room where an elderly person who is in courtship already is living, and then that's the same room my wife and I was with very big tummy and so many things. So it's not too conducive to read. I said, take the key. So while I was studying, and suddenly I came into 1 Peter 2:24, and it literally left the page, who is own self in his own body on the tree, that we've been dead to sins, you live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. And this word took over my heart. And then I said in my mind, before this accident, it was Jesus beating, yes, and I was enjoying good health as I gave my life to Christ in those days. I said, yes, for some years. I said, okay, so during the accident, did he take away the beating of Jesus so that there is no strife for me to be healed? I said, no, he was still beating. And then after the accident, was he still beating? Was still beating. So I said, spleen or no spleen, I should be healthy. By whose stripes ye were, and if I were, I was, and if I was, I am, and if I am, I is healed. And I stood up and I went to the room, woke my wife around 2 a.m., and I told her I got the answer to it. And the following day, I released the sack of drugs away from my hand, and that's 96 February, and this is 2020, what now? 22 May. And I am sure I'm looking healthy than a lot of people anywhere. Praise the Lord. Why? My yoke is easy. So to spend a night or night studying, it's not too convenient for the flesh, but it's much more easier than living on drugs and visiting the hospital and suffering. And that is why you need to stay with God's word. And that's why this meeting is going on, started since Wednesday. And all we do is to just, some of the things that he said is a repetition of what has been said the previous day. Because repetition, they said, is the mother of learning. So as you hear and hear it until it becomes part of you. And you go back home and take the tapes and listen to it. And spend some time studying and spend some time like the Berean Christians, searching the scriptures according to Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, whether those things were true. But and when you search the scriptures like that, you believe. The Bible says they believe. They believe because they search day and night. They were better than the Thessalonians. Amen. Amen. You didn't answer me well. I say amen. Amen. So come and learn of me. I like this Matthew 11, 28 to 30 from the Message Bible. Are you tired? Worn out? It's a question. Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burned out on religion? A lot of people are burned out on religion. All they are doing is religion. When they see someone living the life that Jesus has brought, they are not happy. They think it is pride. It is not. I'm just enjoying my life. So Jesus is saying, are you tired of situations around you? Are you worn out? Are you burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me. You see, that's what the servant of God here does every year. This period now is a time to get away. Not time to go for wedding ceremonies. Not time to sleep at home. Get away with me and you will recover yourself. When you get away with the word, with Jesus, you recover your true self. He said, recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk, W-A-L-K, with me and walk with me. Watch how I do it. Get into the scripture and see how Jesus did it. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. It's not by force. It works smoothly. It works effortlessly. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep camp away with me, and you will learn to live freely, and you will learn to live lightly. And who are we talking about? Jesus, the Word. John 1:1, Revelations 19:13. He wore a vesture, a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. So get away with the Word of God. Hear what he said in John 17:3, John chapter 17, verse 3. He said, this is eternal life, the real eternal life, is that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So the eternal life that has been given unto us is activated through the working knowledge of God's word. That is why we always gather unto the word. Everyone hearing me tonight, by the authority of these few words I've spoken, any area of sickness in your life is declared in the name of Jesus. Any area of lack, whatever the lack is, whether it is finance or any other thing, supernatural supply has come in the name of Jesus. You are in your season of light, and we are in light, and darkness have no place around us in the mighty name of Jesus. Fellowship with light. That's, I start teaching now. I just introduce you. Talking here is about spiritual light. We are not talking about physical light. But we can engage the physical, the material, in order to gain understanding of the spiritual. In most of the teachings of Jesus, he brings forth physical things to explain to people around him and to us so that we can understand. For instance, Mark chapter 4, the parable of the sower, is a physical explanation of sowing seed, the farmer, but he was not really interested in telling them how to farm physically. He was using the physical to explain to them and to us the seed of God's word, and how to keep it in place for us to invest, and so on and so forth. In fact, in John chapter 3, when he spoke to Nicodemus, talking about the new birth, the man's mind was on physically being born the first time, and then the second time, he was now asking, how am I so big like this? How do I get back into my mother's womb? And he told him, look, if you, that you are a teacher in Israel, cannot try and see these things, that I'm not really talking about physical birth. Can somebody say amen? Yeah. So this evening, the existence and operations of the physical is a tangible proof of the reality of the spiritual. You see, when you see anything physical, it's a clear proof, a clear evidence that the spiritual part of it also exists. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 40. 1 Corinthians 15, 40. There are celestial bodies or heavenly bodies, and there are also bodies that are terrestrial of earthly. He said, but the glory of the celestial is one and the glory of the terrestrial. So there is heavenly body. So for us to have this physical body shows that there is spiritual body. And that is why when a man leaves his physical body, he takes on his spiritual body. So that the mortal might be swallowed up by the immortality. Can somebody say amen? In verse 44 of that same 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he said there are spiritual body, and then towards the end of it, there is natural body or physical body, and there is also a spiritual body. So when we talk about our human body, your human body, that eyes, but physically in your body, but there is also a spiritual eyes, and that's what the Apostle Paul by the Holy Spirit was saying in Ephesians chapter 1 and from verse 16 down to 17 and 18. I do not cease to give thanks, make mention of the Ephesians and all of us in prayer, that the God of God, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of the eyes of your understanding. Some translation says the eyes of your spirit, the eyes of your mind. So that your physical eyes is a clear proof that you have spiritual eyes. Several times Jesus says that even the book of Revelation, let him that had hear, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. So he's not talking about this physical ear. He's saying that there is an inner ear that needs to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Say amen. So when we talk about light, we are talking about physical light. This meeting that has started since Wednesday, when we talk about light, we are talking about heavenly or celestial light. Light that operates in the realm of the spirit. Eyes, ears, etc., physical parts of the spiritual, parts of the spirit of man. It's a sign. Therefore, I will be operating this evening and still within scriptural context when I use physical light to draw an allegory of the real light and spiritual light. I'm going to be using the physical light that we can see to get us into comprehending a little bit of the spiritual light that we are talking about. In the dictionary, light is defined as energy from the sun or from lamp that makes it possible to see things. Energy from the sun or from the lamp that makes it possible to see things. Light is energy. And they taught us in physics that energy is the ability to perform work. Light is energy, that is the ability to perform something. And it is the ability that makes it possible to see things. Now, Munim Farande Kishtoniandeba, a new season is come to your life wherein you will dwell in the realm of light that no darkness can approach, in the name of Jesus. Now, the dictionary is limited because light is not just from the sun. Of course, light has been before sun. Because in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3, before in Genesis chapter 1 verse 16, when sun was made, earlier on, the Father has said, light be. Can somebody say amen? Amen. So, light is energy. Now, I may say, like Malachi chapter 4 says, is the energy from the Son of Righteousness, S-U-N of Righteousness. And that is with healings in his wings. Can somebody say amen? Amen. And so, that means without light, you cannot see. But know that very well because I'll come back there. It's a teaching session. I really want you to get some things so that you enjoy yourself. Now, note the following characteristics. That's why I'm saying I've laid the foundation that we are drawing from the physical light to tell you that this spiritual light, and you know it can be different. If Your hand, for instance, physically, is to do something, to perform something. Spiritual hand is also to do something. So light, physical, is representing light spiritually. So if light physically can do something, it is just a little part of what light spiritually can do or is doing. Number one, light travels at an average speed of 300,000 kilometers per second, or 186,000 miles per second. The physical light now we are using to compare and to draw allegory of the spiritual light. Number one is that this physical light travels at a speed that is phenomenal, that is not comparable to anything. 300,000 kilometers per second, or 186,000 miles per second. And anything, therefore, that moves at this speed becomes invisible to the naked eyes. Anything that can move at the speed of light, you can't see it physically. Two, light travels on straight line. Light does not bend. I'm going to link it up very soon, so please note them and follow. And I'm sure we're closing early. Light travels on a straight line. You can't see light traveling zigzag. Goes to Rumokoro, then it turns from there and face. No, if it's going, it's going on a straight line. Number three, light is for food formation. Food formation. They call it photosynthesis. That whatever plants there are, for food to be formed, light must come on them for food to be formed. If you put any of those plants, like our local yam or maize or anything, under this roof, and you actually keep everywhere dark and there is no ray of light, I give you a matter of days before that plant will die. And if you even water it and try to keep it alive and fertilize it, if it grows at all, you see the leaf yellowish, you see it dying, and it can't produce any food. So light is for food formation. Number four, light is for the growth of the human body. Without light, your body cannot grow, even when you eat. Your body needs exposure to light in order to grow. I've said number one, light travels very fast, terrible speed, 300,000 kilometers per second average, or 186,000 miles per second. Two, light travels on a straight line, no bend bend, it's going straight. Number three, light is for food formation. Number four, light is for the growth of the human body. Number five, light is for the regulation of the physiology of living things. That they say physiology is the scientific study of the normal functioning of living things. So for normal functioning of living things, there must be light. For you to function properly, for your body organs and systems to function properly, there must be light. Six, light is for sight and vision. And that is readily available through the definition. Light as energy that comes from the sun, or I would say energy from the source. Light is energy from the source that brings the possibility to see something. So light is for sight and vision. And that is no light, no motion. In Exodus chapter 10 and verse 23, Exodus 10, 23, the children of Israel were in Egypt in Goshen, and the Lord was dealing with the Egyptians, with stubborn Pharaoh, to let them go. And the Bible says he brought darkness on them for 3 days and three nights. And when you read it, bring it on, Exodus 10, 23, they saw not one another, the Egyptians, neither rose any from for 3 days. When you can't see, you can't move. Light is for sight and vision. Number what now? Number eight, light. Number seven. Okay, thank you. That shows you are following. I'm glad. Light is for heat and temperature. Light generates heat and temperature. Even our energy bulbs that looks very bright and consumes less energy, if you move close, you know that some level of heat is being generated. And much more if you now use that old type yellow bulb. Whoa, you won't be able to sleep. Light is for heat and temperature. Eight, light is for electrical energy. Through light, you generate electrical energy. And you can see that a lot of people are doing that now around us because of the issue of electricity in our country. You see panels on the building and they're connected to some things, and the light that is coming, although we call it solar or whatever, and from the light, electricity is generated. Light is for electricity. Number 9, I think I will stop at number 12. And I may not be able to explain all when I start linking it, but I will take time to do a little. Light is a transverse wave. Don't worry if you don't even know the meaning. Light is a transverse wave. T-R-A-N-S-V-E-R-S-E. Wave. It's not just an ordinary wave. It's a transverse wave and does not need any medium to travel. Light does not need any medium to travel. You see, for the ship to travel, it needs the medium of water or the sea. For the aircraft to travel, it needs the medium of the wind or whatever. And so many other things needs electricity travels through the medium of some conductors and all that. To convey from one place to another, you need what to travel through. Light does not need any medium to travel. Light, as a matter of fact, can travel in a vacuum. A vacuum is just an empty space that contains nothing. So really many things, or almost all things, can travel through the vacuum. But light can travel through vacuum. Doesn't need any medium. Number 10, the frequency of light wave remains the same in all media. So when light is traveling, whether it's traveling water or through the air or through anything, water is traveling, the frequency, that's the rate at which something happens, the rate of change, or the rate at which it is repeated. Frequency is rate at which something happens or rate at which it is repeated. So the frequency of light wave remains the same in all media. Whatever medium light is traveling through. Am I still okay? Is it standing to academics? Are you getting it? I just want to use this physical to bring you into something. I will get there, but you need to understand this in order for us to get into that place. So the frequency of light wave remains the same in all media. So number 11, light gets reflected from polished surfaces. You have a polished surface that is mirror or that is smooth, no grain particles. Light gets reflected from polished surfaces or mirror. I will repeat number 10 and number 11. The frequency of light wave remains the same in all media. And number 11, light gets reflected from polished surfaces or mirror. You know, what you do sometimes affects how you do or how you are trained. You know, by physically training, I read engineering, so it's affecting. If I were to be a lawyer, I might be bringing some. So that's why you have to bear with me. Amen? Light gets reflected from polished surfaces. And finally, light gets refracted when it passes through transparent objects. Light gets refracted. Refraction is that it bends, it gets an angle when it travels through a transparent object. All right. Hallelujah. Now, light, the real light, the tangible light in the spirit realm is God. And this light is life. That has been said, at least I heard it yesterday from pastor saying that light is life. You remember Psalm 36 and verse 9. Psalm 36, 9. He said, with you is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. So life is light, and light is life. With thee is the fountain of life. So God is light. That's what I'm proving now. John chapter 1 verse 1, quoted yesterday very well. In the beginning, the word was with God. The word was God. The word was God. By the word, the same word was with God from the beginning. That word made all things. Without the word, nothing was made. In the word was life. And the life is what? Light. Say the word is life. And the life is light. So God is light. 1 John chapter 1 verse 5, Epistle General of John. This is the message that we have heard of him. The same we declared unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God is light. Somebody say, God is light. Now this light that we are talking about, God, the light, is immeasurable, unapproachable, unassaultable. It's too much. Somebody say, too much. Too much light. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 16. God is light, and the light that God is, 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 16, who only had immortality, dwelling in light, because he's light, which no man can approach unto. That is, you can't assault him, you can't fight him. Darkness can't get there. Whom no man has seen or can see, to whom is honor and power everlasting, forever. Hallelujah. I say, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, God is light. And because he gave birth to us, we are his children. So, what are we? Light. Light begets light. That's why Satan is darkness. And all the children of Satan are what? Darkness. He can't deliver anything else. I'm a human being. My children are human beings. It's impossible. Somebody say it's impossible for a man without any error involved to just go and deliver goat. No. Have you ever seen goat deliver a human being? No. So God is light, and he gave us birth to us, his children, and he made us light. That is, we reflect him. We are not the light. He is the source. But he has prepared us to reflect him. It's been ascertained and proven scientifically that the moon does not have light of its own. The moon only aligns at an angle to the sun and is a mirror and reflects the sun. But in the night, we see light. So also, we are not the source of light, but we are the children of light. So as light comes into us, we reflect light. You see us, we are light, you see light. And that is why the scripture says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14, Jesus said, you are the what? Light of the world. You are a city set on an hill, cannot be hid. I remember several years ago when we were here, there was so much oppositions and persecutions and troubles. I can't forget forever. And my wife just got hold of a scripture and said, God told her and stood on this altar to pray and said, this is that is set on the hill that cannot be healed. And to the glory of God, we are living and we will live according to it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Light. So, you are the light of the world, a city that is set on the hill that cannot be hid. Now, let's read it down to 15 and 16 and hear what Jesus said. Verse 15. Neither do men light a candle, even human beings, in their natural carnal self. They won't light a candle and put it under the table, under the bushel. But they put it on the candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. So God that has made you and I light, because he's light, we now not go and now hide us under the table. He's putting us on the stand for the whole world to see. You didn't hear me. I say you are on the stand for the whole world to see. That's why you are not a local champion. You will shine all over the world. The people who hear me would have said a better amen. I say you will shine all over the world. So now he now said in verse 16, telling us now that this thing is in our hand. Let your light. Somebody say let. To say let means that the responsibility is your own. You can allow it or disallow it. The meaning of let there is allow. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, the product of light, and glorify your Father that is in heaven.
So ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the world. Walk as children of light. That's allow it. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness. Ephesians 5, 8. Before you got born again, you and I, we were sometimes darkness. But now we are light in the Lord. We should walk as children of light in our marriage, in our health, in our finances. It should be seen that we are children of light, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, that is, without fault, in the midst of crooked and perverse nation, among you may shine as lights in the world. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 15. Philippians 2:15. That ye may be blameless. They can't lay anything on you. No stain, harmless, no fault. Sons of God or children of God without rebuke in the midst of this crooked and perverse nation. In fact, this word used to apply to Nigeria, but from today it's changing in Jesus' name. Because we can just take this scripture and say Paul, by the Holy Ghost, was talking about Nigeria. Crooked and perverse nation. But us, light, among them, we shine as light in the world. Ye are all children of light. Say amen to it. And the children of the day. We are not of the night. We are not of darkness. Say, I'm a child of light. I'm a child of the day. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 5. So God is light and he has made us light. Ye are children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night. We are not of darkness. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 5. And this God who is light and has made you and I light is the Word. So the Word is light. That's why, by the Spirit of God, I title this teaching, Fellowship with Light. Or you can call it Fellowship of Light. When light sit down to fellowship together. You are light, I am light, God is light, Jesus is light, the Holy Spirit is light, and then the Word is light, and we are all gathered here. What are we doing? The fellowship. And when light is in fellowship, how can darkness come? They are not answering me. Glory to God. We have quoted John 1:1-5, that God is light and God is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was life. The life was the light of men. We have quoted 1 John chapter 1 verse 5, the message we have delivered unto you, that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. And you remember Psalm 119 verse 130, that the entrance of the Word does what? Give light. So the Word is light. I didn't say verse 30. You know it now. 130. Psalm 119. The person at the console, say you they read Bible. Even if I make mistakes, you bring the correct one. That's what I tell them in Miracle. If you bring anything that is not, sometimes I will ask you to stand up. And then I will start asking, where did you read your Bible today? So I say, leave the place. You are not qualified to be changing scriptures. You didn't read the Bible. Amen. Amen. So, God is light and God is the Word. Therefore, when we fellowship with the Word, we activate the light that is in us. The light that is upon us. And we begin to reflect and manifest light. That is why it is of utmost importance for you to fellowship with God's Word. Don't miss service, especially Faith for Freedom Hour, teaching of God's Word. Don't miss your time of study, fellowship, listening. Why? Because when you fellowship with light, remember, God is in you, is light. He has made you light. You are reflecting him. And the Word now is light. And when the three of us meet together, when you fellowship with the Word of God, you activate the light that is in you and that is upon you. And you begin to reflect and manifest that light. And that is why he said in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1-3, arise, shine, for your light has come. the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. He said, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord will arise upon you and his glory will be shown you. How? Through fellowship with light. You shine when you fellowship with light. I'm shining small now. Physically, spiritually, I'm shining big. So I want to keep fellowshipping with light so that I shine more and more. That used to be at our back here before. Is it shining again now? It used to look like it was shining that time. Pastor Peters. Am I correct? Pastor Humphrey, two of us. Okay. Pastor Falake is very aware. All of us. And we're all here. And it was shining. They used convoy and siren to come to this back. Commissioner of Police. And when he's going, I used to remember about 4, 5, 6 phones. You see, pastors, follow him. As he's answering one, they say, prophet, so this person is calling. He will be passing here. Sometimes when he's standing in that place, I tell people here, small little us, but we are mighty. And I know it. Sometimes I tell people around, I say, oh, it's only that the servant of God must not strive. I would have just gone and slapped him. So sometimes, Pastor Tosin has really done a lot of work. There was no burglary, there was no nothing. In fact, that time there was no, praise the name of the Lord. I'll move closer. Before we built, it was poles before we now built. I'll move close. When he's standing in that place, move close just to show myself. I tell the brethren around, I say, look at him now, he will run away. I just move close. As I move close, and then under 30 seconds, he will disappear from where he stands. Why? Because I know I am light. And I know from that time that he was going to disappear from there. Why? Light and darkness can't dwell together. As we are here now, does this floodlight beg darkness now to go? Say, please, you know we have put on light. Please, don't come here. No, you don't argue. Put on the light. What I'm telling you this evening is put on the light. No matter what looks like darkness around you, stop running around. Sit down with the word and fellowship with the word. Fellowship with light. And very soon, you start shining. Glory will start manifesting. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When you begin to operate in the spiritual dimension of the characteristics of light, as I enumerated at the beginning, when is that time? The time you sit down to fellowship with light. When we stay with God's word and fellowship with the word, we then begin to operate in spiritual dimension of the characteristics of light, as I enumerated at the beginning of this teaching. Number one, you start enjoying uncommon, unusual dimension of speed. Unstoppable speed, the speed of light. Those who don't have understanding, because this generation, especially in our country, when great things and good things happen, they easily attribute it to sin. It's not ordinary. Like one of my old friend several years ago preached here during one of such meeting, he said they will say something they inside. Ha! Something they inside. We used to have a friend, close friend, they were close to us, not a member of this church. And we fellowship together, especially during Christmas and festive period, you know, Thanksgiving. People bring goat, people bring ram. And when they bring it, you need to fellowship. So they are close to us and we invite them. But when some things start happening, especially when the project of the miracle house started, the speed of the building, the material. When we now had goat for Christmas, when we invite them, they don't come again. They are afraid. From this night, you will enjoy the supernatural speed of light. That's the type of speed I saw yesterday when Israel was beating the drum. I mean the authority with how old now? Wow. 5 years. He had command of all of them. And he beat the drum for the ministration. That's speed.
You will enjoy speed, though. I didn't hear your amen. As you fellowship with light, remember the speed at which, that is, kanenosteria. Jesus said in that John chapter 3, talking about you, talking about me as light. He marvel not, verse 6, he said, that which is born of the spirit is spirit, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Now verse 7, he went further, that when you are born again, don't marvel, because some things will happen. As the wind blows, verse 8, and you hear the sound, you don't know where he is going to or where he's coming from. That's the way of everyone that is born of the spirit. You start operating in an ununderstandable manner, unpredictable level. From this day, they won't be able to predict you. See, when you travel with the speed of light, you are unstoppable. No one, nothing can stop me at this speed. In fact, the engineer in charge of the iron work of the building, at that period, 2012, we had an opportunity to travel to the U.S. while the project was going. When I came back, Bob, his name is Bob, I should still look for his number and look to how to call him. He called me and said, when you travel, people in the area who lives around there, called him and said, we have made an inquiry. And we discovered it's that young man who called himself bishop that they are building this thing. And we now know that he has traveled abroad. Be careful. These young boys like this with this level of project and money, don't allow him to use you for money ritual. Speed. Your children will enjoy speed. What takes others 20 years to go through, they will arrive there less than 2 years. I mean speed in their academics. Speed in their marriage. Speed in their career. Speed in their business. Speed in their spiritual life. Number two, tell me when my time is getting close to up. Give me my phone. Let me use it as time clock. This one, we'll be looking at it. It's 22 after. So we should close by 7:30. Okay. Maximum, we should close by 20 minutes to 8. Is that all right? Anyway, I get to, I will stop. Two, I told you that light travels on a straight line. Am I correct? When you begin to fellowship with the light, the world, and you start reflecting light, you start traveling straight. No shadow of turning. Manifesting righteousness. Listen to me, children of God, servants of God. You don't struggle to manifest the righteous life. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he who knew no sin had been made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Say, I am righteous. But that righteousness is positional. There is the practical, experiential life of righteousness. And you don't struggle to do it. Say, and somebody's coming, he's preaching to you, thou shalt not sin. Why are you sinning? Why are you doing this? You are telling lies. Oh, work on yourself. You can't work on anything. You are righteous. All you need is fellowship with light. When you fellowship with light, you start manifesting righteousness. Not just positionally, but experientially. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 7. He that doeth righteousness. 1 John 3:7. Little children, don't allow anybody to deceive you. Grace has saved us, but knowledge will keep us safe. You are saved, but you need to be safe. That is S-A-F-E. Knowledge will keep you safe. Little children, don't allow anybody to deceive you. He that practices, some other translations say so, that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as God himself is righteous. Now verse 10. Verse 10, please. In this, the children of God are manifest. They are revealed. And the children of the devil. Stop living a perpetual life of adultery and say, I am righteous. I know you are righteous, but let it manifest. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. The righteousness in you can't allow you to sit down in error. In poverty, in sickness. No, it won't allow you. You see, it start manifesting not by strength. No, I will not do it again. Just fellowship with light. Stay with the word. You will just wake up one morning and say, what happened?
For 1 month now, I have not smoked any cigarette. What happened? You touch yourself. Is it still me? When you fellowship with God's word, there is a little book. I'm still looking for it on overcoming the flesh or something. I got several years ago. And God's grace general and servant, who is, I believe, strongly is my father. Kenneth Copeland said, he got born again and he still smoked. Sometimes it will be painful to him. He will throw it away. And throwing it away, he will still go and look for it. Then he went for a minister's conference somewhere and then parked his car with the pack of cigarettes on the shield or the sun shield and went in, but it was a camp. So he spent, I can't remember whether 1 week, whether 2 weeks, and all they were teaching is end time, the coming of Jesus and all that, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the night, hardly sleep, just the word, just the word. After that 1 week meeting ended, he came out, got in, and saw the cigarette. I said, what? For these days, this 1 whole week, I've not even touched this cigarette. And the taste to smoke was not there. So he picked it to throw it away. He said, no, not throwing it away. Keep it there. I'm already. Let me see it, that this thing is. He left it there. Sun got on it for maybe weeks until it turned to powder and started falling down. No taste for it. The hold of that addiction was dissolved when light showed up. Fellowship with light, and then light travels on a straight line. Your life will become straight. Hey, fellowship with light, and your life will become straight. Number three, food formation. You know, I told you, light forms food. Photosynthesis. As you feed on light, on the word, you are well fed and not lean. You are not kwashiorkored. You are strong spirit. You see, by light, your food is formed. When you feed on God's word, food is being formed. Your spirit lives on tangible menu. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. And you don't even leave milk when you are grown. You still take some milk. That you may grow thereby. Formation of food is by the word. You can see it all over scriptures. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. In fact, Hebrews chapter 5 from verse 14 says, you get to a time where you begin to eat strong meat and break bones. Fellowshipping with the word forms food. Jeremiah 15, 16, thy word were found and I did eat them. And thy word became the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. For I'm called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Number four, growth. And this is very close to number three. No word, no light, and no growth for a believer. You begin to grow as you fellowship and continue in your fellowship with the light, with God's word. You grow. The word is food, but it's not only food. The word exercise your spirit needs. When you feed on the word and you practice the word, you are exercising. And nobody grows well, normal, without exercise. I always say this. Maybe you have heard it very well, but it's my own story, so I can say it every time. When you see our local chicken, they eat around, but they exercise. They are always roaming around everywhere. They are very strong. True of us. I can't forget 1 year, Christmas, somebody brought local native chicken, native fowl, on this altar as Thanksgiving. And you know it's my own. They gave it to me. So I took it home. And Pastor Basil was with us. We're in the house. And they tied the Lego, but in the house, decide to come back out. The very smart, the thing loose the rope. And the next thing, the chicken was free. I said, Pastor Basi, this chicken lose the rope. To move close, it flew on the fence. And at that time, it was only us and our neighbor. The entire area was very good forest. Move. I said, Pastor Basi, if this chicken go, this is Christmas. The chicken flew out. We dived after it. We got under the You know when trees grow, there's shade under. It looks bushy up, but it's clean inside. That's where we started running. This chicken, the two of us labored, but we caught it. And when we ate it, I broke the bones very well. I said, you, this chicken, the way you suffer me, I'm going to eat you well, break your bones. But have you seen a Greek fowl, a Greek chicken? They keep them in the cage, give them enough food, give them water. They eat, drink, eat, drink, eat, drink, becomes very big and flat. Take it from the cage and bring it home. Now, the local chicken did not see knife, but it moved. Bring knife before this Greek. It will just stay. In fact, tell it, Sue, Sue. Growth is not only by feeding. Growth is by exercise. No wonder then, in his wisdom, the Holy Ghost said, in James chapter 1 and verse 22, that you be not hearers of the word alone, but that you be doers of the word. Exercise. So growth, you can't, there is no spiritual growth in Christianity without the word. It's 100% dependent on the word. Number 5, you regulate your normal spiritual functioning. As a believer, you know, when you fellowship with light, I told you light is for physiology. That's our number 5. You regulate your normal spiritual function. You function normally as a believer when you fellowship with light. Number 6, light, the word fellowship, is for sight and vision. If possible, maybe I stop on this. At least that's half of 12. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 16 to 21, I've quoted it earlier on. I do not cease to give thanks, make mention of you in my prayers, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Ephesians 1, 16, I mean 17. The eyes of your understanding, 18, are being enlightened, that you will know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and mights and dominion and everything that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. When light comes, vision comes. When light comes, direction comes. Without light, we read Exodus 10:23, or I quoted whichever one, that the Egyptians for 3 days, they couldn't move from their position because there was darkness in Egypt. For your life as a believer to gain momentum and gain speed and gain and make movement and gain progress is for you to fellowship with light. A lot of believers who refuse to fellowship with light grope in darkness. That's why the king said in Hosea 4:6, my people perish. How? Lack of knowledge. Number 7. Is it 42? 6 minutes more. 20 minutes to. Abi? I'm saying it here. 20 minutes to 8. I will stop. Light is for heat and temperature. By light, you become too hot to handle. When you fellowship with the word, because you know your God, your Father is light. You are light. When you fellowship with light, the word, which is God, you start reflecting on a very high intensity. That according to Romans chapter 12 verse 11, you are not slothful in business, but you are fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Aglow, some translations say. Time will fail us to be looking at the Amplified, the New Living Translation. You are aglow, you are on fire. You are untouchable. Light is for heat and temperature. God's great general blessed memory, loving with the whole of my heart. Archbishop Benson Dowser said, have you ever seen hot oil boiling on fire and cockroach jump inside to dance carreta? No, it can't dance carreta. It will burn. That's who you should be as you fire up by God's word. Jeremiah said, the trouble they gave me is so much. Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 9. That I made up my mind, I'm not going to speak the word again, all this word. He said, but his word is as fire shut up in my bones. The word should be fire in your bones. That even when situation and circumstance want you to stop, you can't stop. Fellowship with light. And I will stop in number 8. Now I've been telling you I will stop now. But I'm not yet in my 20 minutes too. I'm in 25 minutes too, so we can use the remaining time to pray. Light is for electrical energy. You know, I mentioned that as number 8, the physical light. Now, God's great servant, Kennedy again, you can also call him my father. He is my father. In fact, number 1, both of them are number 1. He's number 1. He said, electricity is the power of God in the physical realm. And the anointing is the power of God in the spiritual realm. And you know it is light that generates this energy. So the anointing is a product of light. You know the functions of electricity. Life can virtually, physical life now, can virtually not go on now on planet Earth without electricity. Almost everything depends on it. So also the anointing. The anointing destroys the yoke. The anointing brings in signs and wonders. The anointing makes you operate in the realm that Jesus has placed you. He has placed you there that Satan should be under your feet. And when the anointing is in play, Satan is perpetually under your feet. He said, the burden will come to pass in that day, Isaiah 10:27. The burden will be taken off your shoulder, the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed or they be broken by the anointing. So the anointing, real, great, you must walk and operate in it. But it's a product of light, and light is the word. John 6:63. It is the spirit that quickeneth. Their flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So the spirit, the anointing, is a product of God's word. Acts chapter 10 and verse 44. In the house of Cornelius, while Peter yet spake these things, while he was speaking the word, the anointing, the Holy Ghost, the anointing is not, the anointing is a person. His name is the Holy Spirit. While Peter was speaking the word, the anointing came on all them which had the word. The Holy Ghost fell on them. Luke chapter 5 verse 17. Jesus at a certain day was teaching. And then there came the doctors of the law, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, all of them. And the power of God was present to heal them. When the word is there, light is there. When light is there, power is there. And when power is there, the enemy is humiliated. Fellowship with light, fellowship with the word, generate the power of God in the spiritual realm. I close the book. Rise on your feet. I have 2 minutes more. I want us to pray in the Holy Ghost. Say after me. Say, Father, I walk in the light. I am light because you are light and you have made me light. I receive grace of a great attention and regular fellowship with your word, with light, so that we manifest as light on the earth. I pray this and much more in the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and pray in the Holy Ghost. I didn't say murmur in the Holy Ghost. I'm not hearing you. I didn't say silent prayer in the Holy Ghost. Open. I want to hear you praying in the Holy Ghost. Lighten up your spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Incaparacata sikeleke teregedea in Russia, la cabarandekea,
Nimbra gabalasto susa prande kaya indroste nikala kande nangala gala gala gade de antarabaya mambara koshente ligro dogosozalea la praka tusa nikatula kadaya ingra casta siso lekende legedea indrosha la kabaya labre nakota sili natroto legedea indrosha la krata zazili kabara katali andalaba light nendede de conto lingle diko sangalia rakateya prende koso preketuda nikrataya. The Holy Ghost is the one who opened our eyes. He is the spirit of revelations in the knowledge of God. Jesus said he will show us things to come. Arima katika nikrokotozia la baraka site lekedea mambra gazito leke shanta lagaba mambra kisto sile lekroto zizolia inkrakata zikata lekete ruketelea egredi gasata likabarakedea rankotozi nankabara mimbra kata suke lekedea iriga langotonde regedea no brikete zizi lurutali na trete nikasata riko shanta lagaba mambra gaba 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 shanta lagaba mankrete siko telegedea ingrata tasata is light and light we are and light we fellowship with membere kedike tize zilo kotodea riga mazizolia ingrata sata. When I caught the light of 1 Peter 2:24, sickness and disease disappeared in my life. He gave a word in Jacob, Isaiah chapter 9 verse 8, and it has lighted upon Israel. When you light, the light will affect your generation. Ranimo koto diko radia, ingredisto sida, no bregeto zuzelia, rofrike tezika, natura, na karate, na mbragazizo leketea, rakea, rekotosia.
Lift up those two hands. Oh, wave it and worship him. Malemondo loya, menglo lobosi, moko lume tukelia. I said lift up your two hands. Libro gozo sedia. Wave it and worship in the Holy Ghost. Membro gozi nigalabahi. Noviso seya. From this night, revelations, insights, desires, hunger after the word of God. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Your light will so shine, and all men will see your good works, and they will glorify your Father in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Whichever area darkness seems to be lurking anywhere around you, by the light of God's word tonight, I decree that those darkness shattered in the name of Jesus. Sickness, darkness, destroyed in the name of Jesus. Poverty, darkness, destroyed in the name of Jesus. Lack of peace and joy in your marital life, destroyed in the name of Jesus. The light has come, the darkness is gone. As we have celebrated life from Wednesday through to today and to tomorrow, every area of our life we enjoy light. And because we enjoy light, we enjoy life. Because the light is life, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. From this season, we enjoy the life, we enjoy the light, and darkness have no place in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, peace in our tabernacles, in Jesus' mighty name. Shout hallelujah. Go ahead and clap. Hallelujah. Take me offline. Am I still online? Okay.